This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is attending the All India Directors General and Inspectors General of Police conference being held in Bhubaneswar today. The conference has also been attended by Union Home Minister Amit Shah and other key dignitaries, including Principal Secretary to the Prime Minister P.K. Mishra, National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal, Union Home Secretary, Directors General of Police of all the states and Union Territories, and Chiefs of Security Agencies, among others. Issues like internal security, new criminal laws, coastal security, cybercrime, Maoist menace and challenges posed by emerging technologies such as artificial intelligence and drones have been discussed in the conference. Counterterrorism strategies have also been discussed by the participants of the conference. The Prime Minister arrived last evening in Bhubaneswar to attend the three-day conference that was inaugurated by Mr. Shah yesterday at the Convention Hall of Lok Sabha Bhavan. The Prime Minister will attend the conference today and tomorrow. The conference is providing an interactive platform to senior police professionals and security administrators in the country to freely discuss and debate diverse national security-related issues. Its deliberations will include formulation and sharing of professional practices and processes in tackling challenges relating to crime control and law and order management, besides internal security threats. Extensive security measures have been implemented by the Odisha government for the conference. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today handed over sanction letters and loans worth over 1,121 crore rupees to more than 50,000 beneficiaries at a credit outreach program in Janjarpur in Madhubani district. Mr. Sitharaman distributed the loans under the schemes PM Swavnidhi, PM Vishwakarma, Mudra, Stand Up India and Kisan Credit Card Scheme to the various beneficiaries. Before this, she held discussions with women members of self-help groups as SHG, especially Jivika Didi, who are exhibiting the products of handicrafts, potteries, mushroom and other diverse agri products. Addressing a function of credit outreach program at Janjarpur in Madhubani, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that women will be the engine of growth to reach the milestone of developed India by 2047. The Centre and the Asian Development Bank, ADB, have signed a $98 million loan agreement to improve horticulture farmers' access to certified disease-free planting materials. This will enhance crop yield, quality and resilience to climate impacts. The loan agreement for Building India's Clean Plant Programme was signed by Joint Secretary in the Department of Economic Affairs, an officer in charge of ADB's India Resident Mission. According to the Finance Ministry, the project supports the Atmanirbhar Clean Plant Program, which strengthens plant health management. The Election Commission has asserted that all poll procedures it followed in Maharashtra were transparent and assured that it would review all legitimate concerns flagged by the Congress Party. In its interim response to the party today, the poll body has invited a Congress delegation on 3rd of December to discuss concerns expressed by it. The Commission reiterated that the process was transparent with the involvement of candidates or the agents at every step. Cyclone Fenjel over the southwest Bay of Bengal continues to move northwestwards with a speed reduced from 15 to 13 kilometers per hour since this morning. According to the latest bulletin from the Met Department, the cyclone is likely to make a landfall tonight at Puducherry. Presently, the cyclonic storm is located 110 kilometers near Chennai and 120 kilometers away from Puducherry. In the Syed Modi International Badminton Tournament, ace Indian shuttler PV Sindhu has reached the women's singles final. She defeated compatriot Unnati Hooda 21-12-21-9 in Lucknow this afternoon. Earlier in the mixed doubles, Indian duo of Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto moved to the final with a convincing victory over Chinese pair of Zhao Zihong and Yong Ji Yi 21-16-21-15 in the semi-finals. The air quality in the national capital Delhi continues to remain in the very poor category with an average air quality index AQI of 353 as of 1 p.m. today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.